content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. Sound prints for April 29th is online. Blind Card Magician movie Dealt. And the artist Richard Turner is appearing on the ACB convention sessions. Mystery Book Group Meeting 527. The convention booked Envision America and Express Script for sessions. And Google will have several sessions on their various offerings. A Journey Through History Book Group meets June 5th. Equal Eyes is hiring in NC. MedicalExpress.com has an article on artificial intelligence beating humans at diagnosing retinopathy of prematurity, according to JAMA Ophthalmology. On May 1st, Novel Ideas Book Group will meet May 18th, and the Jewish Journal has published an article on Theater for and by the Blind. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for April 29th is now online. New accessible Pinterest app, spotlight on the ACB International Relations Committee and the Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, calendar of upcoming events. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. You can contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Novel Ideas will be discussing the book The River at Night by Erica Ferencich. DB 87114. Below is the synopsis from Bookshare. A January 2017 Indie Next Pick, a bustle most anticipated thriller novel of 2017. A high-stakes drama set against the harsh beauty of the Maine wilderness, charting the journey of four friends as they fight to survive the aftermath of a whitewater rafting accident. The River at Night is a nonstop and unforgettable thriller by a stunning new voice in fiction. Winifred Allen needs a vacation. Stifled by a soul crushing job, devastated by the death of her beloved brother, and lonely after the end of a 15-year marriage, Winnie is feeling vulnerable. So when her three best friends insist on a high-octane getaway for their annual girls' trip, she signs on despite her misgivings. What starts out as an invigorating hiking and rafting excursion in the remote Allagash wilderness soon becomes an all-too-real nightmare. A freak accident leaves the women stranded, separating them from their raft and everything they need to survive. When night descends, a fire on the mountainside lures them to a ramshackle camp that appears to be their lifeline. But as Winnie and her friends grasp the true intent of their supposed saviors, long-buried secrets emerge and lifelong allegiances are put to the test. To survive, Winnie must reach beyond the world she knows to harness an inner strength she never knew she possessed. With intimately observed characters, visceral prose, and pacing as ruthless as the river itself, The River at Night is a dark exploration of creatures, both friend and foe, that you won't soon forget. Join us on Friday, May 18th, 2018, in the Book Nook Room of http://www.accessibleworld.org to discuss this great book. Hosted by Randy Shelton, email rshelton820@gmail.com. Co-hosted, Ruth Ann Acosta, email ruth1244@gmail.com. Time 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Saturday, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. About 15 minutes before start time, go to http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.aspquery. ID equals RS7867A2369E0E. Or alternatively, go to http://www.accessibleworld.org/ and click on the Book Nook Room. Signed, Randy Shelton. The next meeting of the Mystery Book Discussion Group will be held on the fourth Sunday of May, Sunday, May 27th, 2018. Come join us. All are welcome. We will be discussing Ritual by William Heffernan. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB30397. It does not seem to be on Bookshare. And Parsons Group Facilitator email akp@portaltutoring.info. Date, Sunday, May 27, 2018. Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world. Sunday, 2100 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. And the rest of the information is the same as the previous book club. A Journey Through History will meet Tuesday, June 5th, 2018, to discuss the accidental president. Last night, many of our group found the Pope and Mussolini hard reading with many hard-to-pronounce names. In June, we will be reviewing more of a historical cozy, The Story of Harry Truman. And a less annotation, The Accidental President, Harry S. Truman, and the 4 months that changed the world, DB89835, by B-A-I-M-E. A.J. Albert J. Reading time, 14 hours, 25 minutes, read by Lou Harpenow. Biography, U.S. History. An account of Truman's first 4 months as president during the climax of World War II discusses his involvement in the founding of the United Nations, the Potsdam Conference, the Manhattan Project, Nazi surrender, and the decision to bomb Japan, 2017. Download The Accidental President, Harry S. Truman, and the 4 months that changed the world. Date, Tuesday, June 5th, 2018. Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and elsewhere in the world, Tuesday, 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Approximately 15 minutes prior to the event, go to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room at http://conference321.com/masteradmin/room.asp query ID=RSC9613DC89EB2. That's a different website than I've been giving you for the other book clubs. Alternatively, go to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room at www.accessibleworld.org and follow the instructions before. From Variety.com, blind card magician Richard Turner's life story being made into feature film. Exclusive. Variety.com. Close-up card magician legend Richard Turner will be the subject of a new feature film. Court 5 producers Jane Fleming and Mark Ordesky have struck a deal with Keep On Running Pictures and Ralph Smith Entertainment to develop and produce a feature film based on Turner's life story, Variety has learned. And what a life it is! Turner became a sleight-of-hand master despite the fact that he is completely blind. Turner was the subject of Dealt, an acclaimed Sundance Selects documentary about his life that debuted in 2017. The film went on to win the Audience Award for Documentary at South by Southwest and became the most watched documentary on iTunes. The filmmakers behind Dealt, director, writer, and producer Luke Corum, producer Russell Groves, and writer Bradley Jackson are all on board to produce the feature film with Court 5. To make the movie, Corum spent months with Turner and his family, capturing them in rare, unguarded moments and getting the magician to open up about his difficulty coming to terms with his disability. Turner prefers to call what he does card mechanics, but whatever the name for his particular set of skills, they have entertained millions of people around the world. Just check out this appearance on Penn and Teller, where he leaves the duo astonished and at a loss for words. Because he cannot see the cards, he uses his heightened sense of touch to determine what's being shuffled. Richard Turner is a one-of-a-kind character whose fierce commitment to overcoming adversity is inspiring and moving in equal measure, Fleming and Ordesky said in a statement. We are thrilled to expand on the terrific storytelling of Dealt to bring audiences even more of his incredible story. Turner's infatuation with cards began as a young boy while watching the TV show Maverick. At the age of 9, however, his eyesight suddenly began to fail, and he was diagnosed with a form of macular degeneration and told he would eventually go blind. In denial and out of a sense of anger and frustration, Turner began taking greater risks, motorcycling, cliff climbing, and becoming a black belt in karate, before ultimately making his peace with the difficult hand he had been dealt. In many ways, Turner's life plays out like a screenwriter's dream, Quorum said. Some parts sound like Big Fish, except his life is real. There are so many amazing facets which are full of conflict and intrigue, even beyond what's in the documentary. We are excited to partner with Court 5 and create this new film, which will surely entertain, inspire, and deeply resonate with audiences. Court 5 is a multi-platform media company founded by New Line Cinema veterans Jane Fleming and Mark Gordeski. The company has produced 5 feature films, most recently the Netflix original #RealityHigh. On the television front, it has backed the ABC series The Quest and is currently developing and packaging new series with Endeavor Content, Chernin TV, Amazon Studios, and Global Road. So, to segue into the convention previews, Delt, an award-winning audio-described documentary, features Richard Tinner, a MasterCard mechanic manipulator. His talent has made him a popular stage entertainer and Fortune 500 motivational speaker. In 2014, he won the coveted Close-Up Magician of the Year award. His unparalleled skill with a deck of cards has been repeatedly featured on worldwide television. Variety called Turner nothing short of dazzling. Oh, by the way, Turner is blind. Yes, it is true. Richard Turner will be speaking to the ACB Conference and Convention Sunday morning, July 1st, during our general session. On Sunday evening from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., the audio-described documentary Delt about Richard and his magic and tremendous celebrity success will be shown at the convention. Join ACB for this complimentary documentary presentation. After the presentation, Richard will be available to discuss the film and answer any questions. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to view a documentary with its star while munching on popcorn. Convention registration opens May 15th. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your reservations today. Room rates at Union Station Hotel are $89 a night. This rate applies for up to 2 people in a king room and up to 4 guests in a room with 2 queen beds. Room taxes are currently 18.435%. Make telephone reservations by calling 314-231-1234. Be sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind to obtain the conference and convention room rate. Please contact me with any questions either via phone 651-428-5059 or by email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. In other convention news, the American Council of the Blind welcomes Envision America and Express Script to our national conference and convention. Monday, July 2nd from 4:15 to 5:30, accessible prescription labels, past, present, and future. Join Envision America's Amanda Tolson as she takes you through the long history of accessible prescription labels and where it is headed. Joining will be Jamie Revelle from Express Script's Pharmacy to discuss the importance of pharmacies offering accessible prescription labels. From 5:45 to 6:15, Express Scripts, on a journey to inclusivity. Express Scripts provides integrated pharmacy benefit management services. Serving more than 83 million Americans, they make practicing pharmacy smarter so that better health is more affordable and accessible. Jamie Revelle, user experience research and accessibility lead, will describe how a focus on the belief that good accessibility is better usability for all is shaping Express Scripts' journey to improved inclusivity. From 6:45 to 7:30, talking barcodes, why an app just doesn't cut it. Join Envision America's Amanda Tolson as she explores why phone apps are not always the answer to quality information from barcodes. Learn how data is important, and the barcode is just a means to the information. Tuesday, July 3rd from 4:15 to 5:15, passing accessible prescription laws in your state. NVACB President Rick Kulimi is calling all state and chapter presidents who are ready to take the next step to making changes to your state laws. Understand what was involved in making accessible prescriptions the law in Nevada. Come away from the national convention with a plan and even get a jump start on writing your state's resolution. From 5:30 to 6 p.m., accessible prescription advocacy, what can I do? Calling all advocates, are you passionate about helping yourself or other people? Have you always wanted to demo accessible prescription labels? Join Envision America's Sharla Glass to get set up as a Script Talk ambassador. Apply for demonstration kit and take your advocacy efforts to the next level. Accessible prescription testimonials. If you're a user of ScriptTalk, ScriptView, or Braille prescription labels, we want to hear from you. Would you like to share your experiences with accessible prescription labels in a new Envision America video? Schedule a 10-minute videotaped interview session with us. A release waiver must be signed. You will receive a $10 Visa gift card. Call June Robbins at 941-348-5925 or email her at jrobbins@envisionamerica.com. Limited spots available. Interviews will be scheduled on Monday and Tuesday between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Envision America and Express Script will also have booths located in the exhibit hall. Convention registration starts May 15th. Here is a schedule of the Google sessions that will be at convention. Sunday, July 1st from 4:15 to 5:15 p.m. A. Google Home and Assistant. Speaker, Kiran Kaja. B. Join us for updates on new features in Google Home and Google Assistant and learn about new products that run the Google Assistant. 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Google G Suite Accessibility Updates. Speaker Roger Benz. Come learn about accessibility updates to G Suite apps over the past year, including Google Calendar, Drive, Docs, Gmail, and more. Monday, July 2nd from 2:45 p.m. to 4 p.m. Android and Chrome OS Accessibility Updates. Join members of the Google Accessibility team to learn more about some of the recent accessibility updates on Android phones and tablets, as well as on Chromebooks. Equal Eyes is hiring across North Carolina. From www.equaleyesvisionservices.com. Current opportunities. Do what you love, love what you do with Equal Eyes Vision Services. Equal Eyes Vision Services provides contract VI and O&M services in all areas of North Carolina for children and adults with blindness and visual impairment. Join a great team of VI and O&M professionals and be supported by experienced leadership in the field of visual impairments. It's no secret that there's a national shortage of VI professionals. The same is true here in North Carolina. We are growing new VI professionals and working hard at filling the gaps with quality providers so that no child or adult with vision loss goes unserved or underserved. To meet the needs for VI services in our state, Equal Eyes Vision Services is offering a $2,500 signing bonus for new full-time team members. When you join our team, you will become part of the Equal Eyes family, where you are supported and appreciated. Come see what we're all about. You'll be glad you did. We currently have openings all across North Carolina, at the coast, near the mountains, and in the central areas of the state. TVI, Teacher of the Visually Impaired, serving children K-12 in the public schools, private schools, charter schools, and virtual schools. CVI endorsees, Cortical Visual Impairment endorsees for conducting CVI evaluations, specialized services, and mentorship of VI professionals who have students with CVI on their caseloads. COMS, Certified Orientation and Mobility Specialists, working with adults and children in all areas of North Carolina. AT, Assistive Technology Professionals, working with adults and children in all areas of North Carolina. Evaluators, Perform Functional Vision Assessments, FVAs, Learning Media Assessments, LMAs, Orientation and Mobility Assessments, O&M, as needed in various areas of North Carolina. Positions range from full-time to a few hours a month. Contact Kim for more information at kim@equaleyesvisionservices.com. From JewishJournal.com, Theater for and by the Blind. By Wendy Paris, published March 28, 2018. If you'd been blind your entire life, then heard about an experimental surgery that could provide you vision, would you opt to have the procedure? What if gaining your sight could entail other losses, such as to your identity or relationships? What if, for instance, you discovered you weren't attracted to your boyfriend after you saw him? These are among the questions posed in the play Lost in the Light, premiering April 13th at the Blue Door Theater in Culver City, the new home of the decade-old performing arts-based nonprofit CRE Outreach. CRE runs Theater by the Blind, the nation's only entirely blind acting troupe. Partnering with the Braille Institutes of Los Angeles and Carson and Junior Blind of America, the troop is set up to help blind and visually impaired people become more self-sufficient and empowered. CRE Outreach has other performing arts groups as well, including a Veterans Empowerment Theater group, an award-winning ensemble of disabled musicians called Rex and Friends, and theater arts programs for at-risk youth. Lost in the Light features 15 blind actors and 8 members of Rex and Friends who perform original songs composed by the group's musical director, Lori Grant, and singer-songwriter Chloe Kopeloff. The play, written by Polita DeSala, tells the story of a 20-something woman who has been blind since birth. As with all CRE shows, Lost in the Light aims to challenge expectations about the capabilities of all of us. Most actors in it play characters who can see. They move freely around the stage unassisted. One actor even skateboards across the stage. To help the actors stride on stage and move through the blocking confidently, CRE Outreach co-founder and director Greg Shane devised a textured floor system to provide clues about location. It's kind of a floor braille created by laying out squishy and bumpy gardening knee pads on the stage. Shane places the pads on the floor for each new production in a way that enables actors to feel through their feet in order to know when they've reached the edge of the stage or when it's time to turn toward the bed or to set down the meal they're about to serve. One of the hardest things for the visually impaired is movement, said Shane, who was born blind in his right eye. He had to wear a patch over his left eye during much of his toddlerhood to prevent the muscles from taking over, leaving him with a wandering right eye. The experience of trying to move around without sight stuck with him and prompted him to look for a way the actors could experience physical freedom. We're not recreating the wheel in terms of movement, but to have the confidence to run across the stage in a full sprint really meant manifests in their lives, he said. It helps them see that they can really do anything. So many people told me I wouldn't be able to drive or play sports, Shane said. My parents stood behind me as I figured out ways to adapt. I was a varsity athlete in soccer. I have a giant mirror in my car right now that lets me see the side. I believe in the capabilities of people and how much they're able to accomplish. Willie Ruth Cook, a 69-year-old mother of two living in South Los Angeles, lost her vision as a result of domestic abuse, she said. As an older adult, Cook was living with her mother, hanging around the house and feeling aimless. Then she tagged along with a friend to a CRE rehearsal. She's been a member of the cast ever since. A lot of people who lose their sight lose their way, she said. This gives you something to be devoted to, which makes you feel so good. You have something to grab a hold of. An estimated 10 million Americans are blind or visually impaired, according to the National Federation of the Blind, with 1.3 million of these meeting the criteria for legal blindness, which means having vision of 20/200 or less in the better eye, even with corrective lenses, or a visual field of 20 degrees or less. 99% of blind adults in the United States lost their vision over time as a result of macular degeneration, glaucoma, or diabetes. Losing your vision brings with it a host of challenges that can have ongoing economic, social, and psychological effects. The same National Federation of the Blind compilation of statistics shows that 70% of blind working-age adults are unemployed. Most of the 2,500 people CRE serves live below the poverty line. As with Cook, many of them find a home and a purpose in Theater by the Blind. Troop members have long traveled from across the Los Angeles area to get to rehearsal, which until now was held in various venues. The new Culver City Theater gives them a permanent address. It's easy to spot the theater on Venice Boulevard, wedged between Casa Oaxaca and a plumbing supply shop. Shiny black and white tiles cover the facade, and a cobalt blue double door is situated in the center. The inside has been gutted and renovated, funded entirely through in-kind donations. Local contractor Lanny Subway did most of the build-out. Artist Scott Renfro donated the paint and painting labor. Matt Wolf of Tileport donated the tile. Stephen Hochstrasser donated and installed the blonde hardwood floors. The outpouring of support is due to the success of their work, Shane said. People have seen over the years the impact of the program. It truly does change lives. Shane was inspired to start CRE Outreach not only by his own experience overcoming sight-based limitations, but also because of the influences of Judaism, specifically the value of family and of surmounting hardship. My favorite book is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, the Choosing Your Attitude Regardless of Your Circumstances. That message is the slogan of our organization. transforming lives one show at a time. For Cook, the slogan relates to the audiences, too. To see these people up on stage, moving around, comfortable, doing what they came to do, it gives you the idea, maybe I can do something, too. We're helping people. If you can save one person, you've gotten the job done. Lost in the Light runs 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 3 p.m. Sundays, April 13 to May 12, $15, Blue Door, 9617 Venice Boulevard, Culver City. For more information, visit CREOutreach.org. Wendy Paris is a writer living in Los Angeles. She is the author of Splitopia, Dispatches from Today's Good Divorce and How to Part Well. Lastly, from medicalexpress.com, AI better than most human experts at detecting cause of preemie blindness. This image of an eye shows how twisted and dilated vessels of the retina can indicate retinopathy of prematurity, or ROP, the leading cause of childhood blindness. Credit Michael Cheng, OHSU. An algorithm that uses artificial intelligence can automatically and more accurately diagnose a potentially devastating cause of childhood blindness than most expert physicians, a paper published in JAMA Ophthalmology suggests. The finding could help prevent blindness in more babies with the disease called retinopathy of prematurity, or ROP. Musician Stevie Wonder went blind due to this condition. The algorithm accurately diagnosed the condition in images of infant eyes 91% of the time. On the other hand, a team of 8 physicians with ROP expertise who examined the same images had an average accuracy rate of 82%. There's a huge shortage of ophthalmologists who are trained and willing to diagnose ROP. This creates enormous gaps in care, even in the United States, and sadly leads to too many children around the world to go undiagnosed, said the study's co-lead researcher, Michael Cheng, MD, a professor of ophthalmology and medical informatics and clinical epidemiology in the OHSU School of Medicine, and a pediatric ophthalmologist at the Elks Children Eye Clinic in the OHSU Casey Eye Institute. This algorithm distills the knowledge of ophthalmologists who are skilled at identifying ROP and puts it into a mathematical model so clinicians who may not have that same wealth of experience can still help babies receive a timely, accurate diagnosis, said the other lead researcher, J. Ashri Kalpati Kramer, Ph.D., of the Athenula A. Martino's Center for Biomedical Imaging at Massachusetts General Hospital, who is also an associate professor of radiology at Harvard Medical School. Leading cause of childhood blindness. Retinopathy of prematurity is caused by abnormal blood vessel growth near the retina, the light-sensitive portion of the back of an eye. The condition is common in premature babies and is the leading cause of childhood blindness globally. The National Eye Institute of the National Institutes of Health reports that up to 16,000 U.S. babies experience retinopathy of prematurity to some degree, but only up to 600 become legally blind each year as a result. The condition is becoming more common as medical care for premature babies improves. The disease is diagnosed by visually inspecting a baby's eye. Physicians typically use a magnifying device that shines light into a baby's dilated eye, but that approach can lead to variable and subjective diagnoses. Computational smarts. Artificial intelligence, also called AI, enables machines to think like humans and is a growing field in healthcare. Last month, the FDA approved an AI device that detects diabetes-related eye disease. Others have tried developing computerized systems to diagnose retinopathy of prematurity, but none have been able to match the accuracy of visual diagnosis by physicians. This algorithm specifically uses deep learning, a form of AI that mimics how humans perceive the world through vision, including identifying objects. The MGH researchers combined 2 existing AI models to create the algorithm, while the OHSU researchers developed extensive reference standards to train it. Rats, we've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.